Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are going to hear a huffing and puffing Channing Crowder in a moment because he was late getting back to the studio here and he just sprinted down the hallway to get here.
I'm in impeccable shape.
No, you're not. Go ahead. Let it out.
Go ahead. What are you
speaking of? Let it out.
Man, I work out hard in the morning.
He hasn't exhaled yet. Wait till that first exhale.
What are y'all speaking about?
Neem inhaler?
No, asthma's fake.
Funky Buddha happy hour. I don't even have time to get into that. Funky Buddha happy hour, 5 o'clock hour, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. And this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I can hear you breathing. Shannon!
I should have talked about the Funky Buddha Cruise before, but I needed some more time. But yes, go to funkybuddhabrewery.com/cruise. It is the Funky Buddha Caribbean Cruise. I am on it. It's February 22nd, 5 days, 5 nights, Beer Olympics. Unlimited beer tastings, beer pairing, all kind of awesome stuff. It's going to be a great time. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com. It is the Funky Buddha Caribbean Cruise next year.
All right. Very exciting. So the Dolphins are 19-point underdogs on Sunday. It's a staggeringly high line.
Yes.
Sports Illustrated, they looked at the highest NFL lines in the last decade. This is one of them, although in 2013, the Broncos were 26.5-point favorites over the Jaguars. You know, if you're looking at trends, like the Broncos were 26.5-point favorites over the Jaguars in 2013. They won 35-19, so they did not cover. The Patriots were 20.5-point favorites over the Colts in 2011. It ended 31-24. They did not cover. Seahawks were 19.5-point favorites over the Jaguars in 2013, and they won 45-17, so they did cover. Vikings were 17-point favorites over the Bills in 2018. The Bills won outright.
Yep.
And the Patriots were 17-point favorites over the Jets in 2016, and the Patriots did cover. They won 41-3. So twice out of those five giant lines, the team has actually covered. So if you're playing trends there, you would say, okay, I'll take the Dolphins plus the 19 points. I don't know where I stand on this. I'm having a tough time pulling the trigger on that one.
I like the Dolphins. If it gets to 20, if it gets 3 touchdowns, I'm betting it for sure, but I would bet 19.
You'll take the Dolphins plus 19.
Yes. At home, we just know New England played at night in Foxborough. They haven't been in the heat for months. Now they're coming down here to play at 1 p.m. in the sun. They struggle down here. They're going to win now. The money line, you just give me your money, I'll invest it for you.
Oh, but you know what? Let me look at what the money line is, just out of curiosity.
Plus 19, Hawk? I would take it. I would take even they start slow or they slow down late with the weather. The Dolphins will cover.
There is no money line. You cannot bet a money line. There is no money line on our site. Because, like, the money line, Ravens are 13-point favorite over the Cardinals on Sunday. Money line on the Ravens is 700. Ooh. You'd have to lay 700 in order to win 100. So Dolphins, that money line, you know, if you can get it somewhere, it'd be like 1,100 to win 100.
That's silly. The other way, though, I think the Dolphins can sneak it out.
If you think that the Dolphins can just win outright, yeah, find the money line on that because that would be a hell of a payday, man.
No, I would never bet that, but I'm going to bet the Dolphins with 19. 19's a lot of points.
I know. They gave up 59 points just last week.
They're going to adjust some things. No big plays. You take the big plays out of it. You take those big plays out of Ravens and make them drive the field. Some of those are going to be field goals other than touchdowns.
Are you doing that for real?
I'm telling you,
take the
big plays out.
Take the big plays out of the 59-point slaughter.
They didn't believe in Lamar Jackson's arm. I don't know Patrick Graham that well, but there's no chance he doesn't believe in Tom Brady's arm. So he's going to leave his safeties back, double-team some guys, roll some coverages. Yeah, man. Yes. You know what it is? They played so aggressive game one, they're going to play very conservative game two.
How do I not know a Hasselback potato? I feel like I should know all the potatoes, especially Papa. It's a potato.
But you do have a simple palate.
Is a Hasselback potato, like, is that a...
Oh, yeah. Who's going to take time slicing one potato 45 times?
I'm guessing it's a slicer, though, the way you slice an apple.
But then, yeah, most people do baked.
What's the Mount Rushmore of potatoes?
Fries.
But like a French fried potato, you have to have potato in the name, right?
French fried potato.
So a French fried potato, that's
only,
up there.
I know it's on there. That's the only one I know's on there.
Loaded potato.
Now we're baked. Let's go with baked.
Baked potato?
Now some people don't like all the stuff on it.
I think it's a loaded potato.
Some people hate sour cream.
What?
I have.
Hochman Burger has sour cream.
I know people that can't stand sour. It's the same people that don't like mayonnaise don't like sour cream.
I love mayonnaise. Baked potato, French fried potato, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, they're on there.
Don't anyone say sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes are delicious.
Yeah, but it doesn't go on the Mount Rushmore of potatoes. What's the Mount Rushmore of potatoes? 67974. Text it in.
Hasselback's not on there.
I never heard of it. I mean, it looks like a delicious potato. I'm not going to lie, but.
Potato chip.
Does that go on the Mount Rushmore of potato? Wouldn't that be kind of a fried potato? I mean,
potato chips are eaten more than anything we've said.
Mr. Potato Head, someone suggests?
No.
Somebody says, what the F is a French fried potato? Never heard of French fries referred to as a French fried potato? You ever heard that, Solana?
A French fried potato?
Yeah.
No.
Really? You've never heard fries referred to as French fried potatoes?
Nope.
Huh.
What about potato sticks, the little ones that go on a
Have you ever heard of the Ed Sullivan Show?
No.
Oh, potato skins.
Oh, potato skins.
I love them. I don't know if everybody else loves them.
Who doesn't like a potato skin? Is there someone on the planet? Dan Day, you like potato skins? Of course he likes potato skins. Why is he holding his shoe?
That man's weird, bro. You really talk to Dan ever? Give yourself 20 minutes with Dan and just soak it in.
Let's make that a contest one day. You get a weekend somewhere, a getaway, and you room with Dan Day. He wants in.
It's going to be very interesting. Next thing you know, you don't know where the stories have gone.
I don't know what's happening. Let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana before I lose total control.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Thursday night football kicks off tomorrow. The Panthers and the Buccaneers will play at 8:20 p.m. on NFL Network.
Potatoes au gratin, scallop potatoes, potato salad, tater tots.
Oh, tater tots for children.
Hash brown potatoes. Those are delicious. Mm. Twice baked potato. Oh, do I love a twice baked potato?
It's just a
little extra crispy on it.
Just a baked potato.
Twice.
Really?
What about papas rellenas?
Papas rellenas?
Papas rellenas.
How about papas fritas?
Papas fritas.
What else you got, Solana?
Not much. You want to hear about Team USA?
No.
Losing to France?
Mm-mm.
The Marlins, they play game three of their four-game set tonight.
Okay.
The Heat no longer playing at the AAA.
Yeah, so how about this?
Yeah, American Airlines has officially relinquished the naming rights to the downtown Miami arena.
Have there been any rumors on who would be the next stadium sponsor?
Wawa.
The Wawa Arena.
Where did we go where they had Circle K's or 7-Elevens everywhere?
That was in Dallas. We saw the Dallas Stars play hockey.
That's right.
That was the American Airlines Center in Dallas, wasn't it? I think the hockey team plays at the same place the Mavericks do.
It was cool, though, because they had the slushy machine, serve yourself slushy machine.
7-Eleven slushy slurpees right in the arena. That's a treat.
Wawa Center.
Wawa, man. I'm not lying. That would be a good sponsor.
They're just moving down here. They're building Wawas everywhere.
Would that make sense, though? Like, they just got to Miami not even 6 months ago. Would that make sense for them to?
Well, it'd be a great way to grow the brand, I think, right?
It's like when you get to a new school, you start a fight so everybody knows about you. Y'all didn't know that rule when y'all were young?
It's like the jail
thing. I'll tell you off the air, when my dad was in the Army, what their whole, when they got to Korea, what their, how to let the rest of the troops know they were there. I'll tell you. But it's got to be off the air.
But that's the jail thing, right? Like, find the meanest, biggest looking dude and take him out.
Yep.
Well, you don't have to find the meanest big one. Just start a fight. And everybody in middle school or high school say, ooh, it was a fight. Ooh.
Don't mess with that dude.
Oh, that new guy. Yeah, now you got some cachet. The girls, they looking at you. They a little scared, but they not real scared. Y'all ain't got no game.
Truffle fries, somebody tweets. I don't like truffle fries. Maybe I do have a simple palate because it's a very strong.
Oh,
I like
so
Parmesan,
good.
But truffle is a very strong flavor.
I like truffled anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You truffle my wife. I don't even know what that means.
Can we do French fries, though? Like, different French fries? Because then we open up a whole other rabbit hole.
Styles of French fries? Is that what you're saying?
Or, like, truffle fries, curly fries, tater tots. Like, I feel that deserves its own Mount
Rushmore.
Right,
yeah, no, fries, that's a whole different. Yeah, I'm talking about potatoes. Potatoes. French fried potatoes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Do you have weather?
And finally, the cops in Illinois.
Or maybe you've got another story.
Yeah, just one more. Yeah. I had it written down here. So the cops in Illinois are looking for a guy who's wanted for meth possession. Coincidentally, he looks just like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
I thought you were going to say he looks like Dan Day.
I think I saw Dan on a police report before.
He's going to look out. They looking for you? He's getting texts. All right, you got weather, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, there's a 70% chance.
Man, people hate when you say SoFla.
You won't see rain.
I'm sorry, how much percent chance you won't see
rain? 70% chance you won't see rain.
Okay.
Feels like 95 degrees right now. The low tonight will drop to 80. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, so Ben Volen is going to join us from the Boston Globe. So, look, the Dolphins, they have a tough game on Sunday. The Patriots may have a lot of stuff swirling about them. Brian Flores has one thing to worry about. It's the Patriots on the football field. I don't know if there's enough stuff that could swirl around the Patriots that would dramatically change the outcome of this game. But we can
SARS.
Get...
SARS. Good old-fashioned SARS outbreak in the locker room.
Your keys to the game. Mine is mercy. Your keys to the game is SARS.
Sticking with it. Good old-fashioned SARS outbreak, man.
Sure, yeah.
Bro, you're not Brady, a couple receivers, some old linemen.
Avion flu. Anything along that line.
Yeah, give me an avion flu.
SARS, ladies and gentlemen. If the New England Patriots all contract SARS, there is a possibility.
That's the answer. I'll call Flores when the show's over.
Somebody texts in, y'all stop with that diabetes, man.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. We're going to talk with we're going to talk with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. We can ask him about the Antonio Brown situation. But I do want to talk some Dolphins Patriots and see what he might suggest in how the Dolphins could beat the Patriots on Sunday. I don't think he'll have an answer, but we'll find out. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors before we get to him. It's hurricane season. We all know that Dorian was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people. The time is now to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. It's a different feeling when you have PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well. And wow, what a difference when we had to get ready for the storm. house is essentially ready. Now, all of us here in South Florida, including BNT, want to help the people of the Abacos and the Bahamas who really suffered at the hands of Dorian. For September, 5% of all material sales from BNT will be donated to the appropriate charitable organizations that are helping those affected by Hurricane Dorian. In addition, BNT is accepting donations at their corporate location, which is 590 Southwest 9th Terrace in Pompano Beach. If you want to bring by non-perishable food, or bottled water, hygiene kits, garbage bags, baby supplies, flashlights, batteries, you can bring them there. And then to thank you for the donations, BNT is giving away a free upgrade of windows to a lucky raffle winner. For every donation, the donor will receive a raffle ticket. And then on September 23rd, BNT will draw a name for a lucky winner to win a free upgrade of impact windows for their home or a family member's home. So if you want details, stop by their showroom, speak with a representative, or check out their Facebook page for official rules. It's BNT Impact Windows. And trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors just makes you feel more secure, more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or go online to bntimpactwindows.com. We've got Ben Volen from the Boston Globe coming up. Do we have another potato-related traffic report by any chance?
I believe we do.
All right, there might be a potato-related traffic report. Do not go anywhere. Ben Volen's next on Hockman and Crowder. I nominate that the Miami Heat rename their arena the Banger Center. It's another big game at the Banger. Banger or not a banger, the Miami Heat playing at the Banger Center.
Not a banger.
That's a banger.
The Banger Center?
The Banger Center.
I don't like it. I don't think Mickey likes it either.
Hey, if I pay enough money.
Oh, you're writing a check?
Well, I mean, with the assistance of you and your NFL pension.
I ain't got it. You going to take my
Banger
pension?
Center. Hey, listen, man.
When I turn 55, what am I going to do?
No more American Airlines Arena. We'll figure out the whole details of that. All right, Ben Volen is with us here. He covers the New England Patriots and the NFL for the Boston Globe. And Dolphins and Patriots this Sunday, that's a big story. And then the Dolphins get blown out 59-10, and the line for the game now is up to 19 points, and the story gets bigger. And then Antonio Brown is released from the Raiders, and he signs with the Patriots, you know, at 4:01 on the day that he could sign at 4 p.m. And the first game he'll play for the Pats, maybe, is against the Dolphins, and then the game gets even bigger. And then the Antonio Brown scandal continues with him being accused yesterday in civil court of sexual assault, and the story gets even bigger, and Ben Volen is at the epicenter of it for the Boston Globe, and he's joining us now. And what the hell's going on, Ben?
I don't think I can set it up any better than you just did, my man. So
you tweeted this morning. You tweeted this morning, quite a year for the Patriots. Owner caught up in a solicitation charge, starting safety charged with cocaine possession, new star receiver sued for sexual assault on his first day. It's quite a season. And by the way, they looked great on Sunday night, too.
Super Bowl favorites.
I mean, it's crazy. What's it like there?
And every person's response was, yeah, and they also won their sixth Super Bowl, too. You know, like, it's been an unbelievable year. And you know, I guess it should be noted that Robert Kraft is going to beat these charges. Patrick Chung, we don't know where that stands, but that has some questions as well. And Antonio Brown, this is just a he said, she said type of civil lawsuit. As of now, no criminal filings or anything of that nature. But, yeah, it's never a dull moment here in New England. It's pretty unbelievable, and it's been happening really ever since Aaron Hernandez in 2013. And it's just been like nonstop of crazy stuff. And I guess when you bring on people like Antonio Brown, you're signing up for some of the crazy. Maybe you don't expect on his very first day he'll be accused of sexual assault, but you are kind of signing up for all of the Antonio Brown experience, and so you're kind of welcoming some of that drama into your program.
I know, Ben, you bring up Hernandez, Josh Gordon's in that situation, Ocho Cinco, Albert Haynesworth, Aqib Talib was going through some stuff when they signed him, Moss, AB. Is there any pushback? You can call them reclamation projects. I actually call them capitalizing on turmoil. Like, is there any pushback from what Belichick does when guys are having trouble off the field to bring them in and put them on the field?
I mean, it's worked really well for the Patriots over the years. You just named a bunch of guys. Randy Moss, you know, disgruntled. And they get these guys when their value is low, and they get them on the cheap. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, Albert Haynesworth. A few years ago, you remember LeGarrette Blount. He complained his way out of Pittsburgh and landed in New England, a day later, and then won the Super Bowl. It works well for them, and this is another case where they got Antonio Brown for really cheap. He was going to get $30 million guaranteed from the Raiders, and now he's getting $10 million guaranteed, and he's got to hit a bunch of really high incentives to get his full $15 million this year. You see a few fans saying, oh, I wish they would bring a guy like this into the program. But I still think everyone knows what you sign up for, and people just want success and championships and winning football games. And there's still, I think, a lot of hope and support that Antonio Brown, can play for the Patriots and help them win a Super Bowl this year.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us. What did Bill Belichick have to say today about the whole AB situation?
So he came out of this press conference a couple hours ago, and in his opening statement, he said, "We're aware of the charges. We take them very seriously. Antonio and his people have made their statements. We'll kind of stand by that." And then it was like 3 minutes of kind of sparring with reporters. I got in the question, "Is he going to practice today? And are you planning to play on Sunday?" And he actually said, "Yes, he is practicing, and he's out there right now." Wearing jersey number 1 because 84 is taken by Ben Watson. But Antonio Brown is practicing. Belichick wouldn't commit to Sunday. He was like, well, we're day-to-day there. And I think basically what they're saying is, if the NFL takes him off the field, that's fine, but we're not going to take him off the field. So as of now, the NFL hasn't put him on commissioner's exempt list. They haven't done anything. Supposedly they're meeting with the alleged victim next week. The accuser is going to meet with them next week. So I in my opinion, I think everyone's planning on Antonio Brown playing on Sunday. Now, maybe something else happens and changes the situation, but I think if what we have now is what we've got, I think he's probably going to end up playing at least some of the snaps on Sunday for the Patriots.
This could be crazy to even say because he's such a good receiver, but do they even need him? Like, do they need this headache? They looked so good on Sunday night.
Well, I don't think they need him against the Dolphins. I do think they can beat the Dolphins without Antonio Brown. But I think long-term, they still have a lot of question marks at wide receiver. Like, you don't know how long Josh Gordon is going to last. Philip Dorsett has never really been, a big play, consistent type of receiver. They have a couple undrafted rookies right now. N'Keal Harry, their first-round pick, is on IR. So other than Julian Edelman, they don't have a lot of steady presences at wide receiver. And so Antonio Brown's a guy that plays every game and, always puts up big numbers and always produces. So I think, yes, they do need him just to be the greatest, evilest world power machine that we've ever seen. Yes, they need him.
And talking about the stable, and you just laid it out great, Ben, but if Gordon does stay on the field and Edelman and Dorsett, AB, White, Burkhead, and Michelle in the backfield, is this the best stable of weapons that Brady's ever had?
I think so. The year to compare it to would be 2007 when he had Moss and Welker. But after that, it was Dante Stallworth, Jabbar Gaffney, whereas now it's Antonio Brown, Edelman, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, White and Burkhead out of the backfield. That's really deep. And, Edelman and Brown running pick routes across the middle and, design screenplays. And these guys work in the middle of the field. How do you stop that if you're an opposing defense? And then you've got Josh Gordon, the big physical threat on the outside. So this is such a varied and, I think, the deepest set of weapons that Tom Brady's ever had.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us. I said if I was doing the Dolphins pregame show and they came to me for keys to the game, I would say the biggest key to the game is mercy. Is there any possibility that Bill Belichick shows mercy on his longtime assistant, Brian Flores?
No, definitely not. And I can guarantee you a couple things this week that Belichick is forcing the Miami Miracle down the throats of all of his players. Like, they're sitting in the meeting room and he's got their eyes pinned open, forcing them to watch it over and over. And he's constantly reminding them how many times they've lost down there, and how painful those losses are, and how badly they've played. And he's just forcing them to eat it and remember it, because the revenge angle is what's going to fuel them this week. And also the fact that, hey, everyone, remember last year, the two ex-Patriots coaches, Patricia and Vrabel, they stuck it to us. And everyone says Brian Flores is going to have our number. And so you're going to see, I think, a very motivated Patriots team this Sunday. I think the weirdness in Miami finally ends, and that order is restored, and the Patriots win this game.
So you think he would want to hammer him? If given the opportunity, he will hammer him?
Yes. I don't know if he's going to call a fake punt up 35 points like John Harbaugh did, but they will not let up. They've seen how weird things happen at the last minute, especially. They will not let up. They will not relent. I actually do think the Dolphins will keep this respectable. I can't take the points. I have to take the Dolphins covering the 19. Like, it's just too much for me. But I think the Patriots, it'll be like that game a few years ago when it was like 16-3 and Michael Floyd laid that huge block on the Julian Edelman touchdown, where it'll just be, you know, a good, strong, convincing win by the Patriots. But I don't think it'll be a huge blowout like last week.
You talk about Belichick not letting his team forget the Miami Miracle and whatnot. What was he doing yesterday in his conference call with the Miami media when he said the Dolphins have so many good players they can't even get them all on the field? Is he trolling Brian Flores? Like, what is he doing there?
I don't think I definitely don't think he's trolling. I think he's doing his best to pump up the opponent. His players, you know, watch SportsCenter and read articles online like everyone else. They know that the Dolphins are supposedly tanking and they suck and they lost by 7 touchdowns last week. So he's just doing his best to pump up the other team and not let his team get complacent. I remember he did that in the 2007 season. He made everyone, Channing, he made you sound like Dick Butkus, and he made Ronnie Brown sound like Walter Payton, and even though Ronnie was really good that year. But
what about Channing?
I was close to Butkus, right, man?
He made an addendum. He's like, although Ronnie really was good.
Yeah, I mean, one of those guys had a really good season, and the other, you know, was just a linebacker.
Wow.
I know. Ben takes shots at me all the time. It's okay.
He doesn't mind billboard material.
Hey, Ben, when I was watching the game, the last game against the Steelers, they're up 33-3. It's 6 minutes left, and I saw Tom Brady throw a ball to Julian Edelman. We expect this game to get out of line. You just said it. The point spread's 19. Do you know the threshold where Brady would get pulled and put in Jarrett Stidham?
He doesn't
would
like
he ever
to come
put him
out,
in the
right?
game? He's up by 30 with 6 minutes left, and Brady's
like
still
out.
Throwing passes.
I agree. He should have been out of the game, and I think the Steelers even got a few licks on him late in the game with some blitzes, and you're sitting there saying, what are you doing? You're up by 30 points. Brady does hate coming out. Usually, Hoyer or whoever the backup is will just kneel the ball out or hand the ball off at the end. But Brady usually does not come out. And the fact that he's 42, they really should consider doing that more. Especially, I mean, if you're up by 30, I think that's pretty safe in the fourth quarter. And you're right, he should not have been dropping back to pass at that point. They need to preserve this guy. At his age, you're going to see a lot more rest days and, you know, veteran days for him, and they got to start taking him out at the end of these ball games.
When does Belichick say the game's over? Because at 30-point lead at 6 minutes left, he didn't feel that way. When does he feel like the game is really over?
I don't know if it's that or if it's he's just deferring to Brady, and Brady wants to play, and so he's letting Brady play. I think Belichick probably concedes the other night when it's 33-3 with 6 minutes left. I'm sure he understood that the game was over, but it's not necessarily – maybe he deferred to Brady on that one. Maybe he was letting, you know, Brady do what he wants to do.
Has Brian Flores done a conference call with the Patriots media yet?
No, it's coming up. So in a little over an hour.
All right, you're breaking up there a little bit. I wonder if he's going to say anything in return to
What should I ask him?
Well, ask him. I'll tell you what. Ask him that Bill Belichick said yesterday on the conference call, you've got so many good players, you can't even get them all on the field. Do you agree with his assessment of your roster?
That's a good one.
I mean, come on.
Who do you think he's talking about?
All the good ones.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. Did you watch any of the Dolphins? I mean, I bet you did watch some of it because you guys didn't play till Sunday night. What do you do with that?
That was pretty unbelievable. Yeah, this is a tricky opponent. I mean, for Belichick to get his players to take them seriously this week, he's going to take some, I think, expert coaching on his part.
I mean, this is a college score, what you saw. And then Crowder and I have been talking about it. Like, for a team to put up 600 total yards of offense on another team, that's a college. That's Florida playing Tennessee Martin. Like, that doesn't happen in the NFL.
No, yeah, it was like 644 to 200. So a huge, huge disparity in yards and eight touchdowns. I mean, that is, I feel for Brian Flores. Like, I'm, you know, as a person, I'm definitely rooting for him to succeed. And that is as tough a debut as you can probably have. So I feel for him. But I think they will get it turned around. And I think players will start playing for pride pretty soon. And this is a big test for them and whether Flores can kind of gain the respect of the locker room. If they can show up this week against the Patriots, that'll be kind of a big test for him.
Hey, Ben, give us the game plan, man. Tell us what the weaknesses is in the Patriots. Where is Brian Flores going to capitalize and whoop the mentor on Sunday?
I mean, the Patriots' offensive line is probably their one place. They don't have David Andrews, the center. He's out all season. Ted Karras, if you're watching the Patriots center on Sunday night, he throws these floaters on shotgun snaps that it's like a changeup, and it totally messes up Brady's timing on the play. So they have a backup at center. Marcus Cannon, the right tackle, we're not sure if he's going to play. They might have a backup at right tackle. And the left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, has played one NFL game. So I think the offensive line, especially down there in Miami, the Heat, and with how the Dolphins have played the Patriots in the past, the Dolphins should just pin their ears back and get after Brady and just blitz the house and see what they can do.
There we go. How many times Brady going to end up on his back Sunday, over under? One sack.
Lamar Jackson didn't touch the ground, man.
one sack, over under. Yeah, it was
Dolphins,
nice, though.
They were just saving it for week two. They were, you know, they're playing possum right now.
That's what we were saying. You didn't have to tank all season in just one game. You can spread it out a little. You can spread it out a little bit. Is there anything in the AFC East that makes the Patriots nervous?
No. The Jets are – their offense looks like a mess. Blowing a 16-point lead at home to the stinking Bills of all teams. No, and if Antonio Brown is cleared and he's good to go, I mean, the Patriots, you know, booked their spot in the Super Bowl.
Wow. I mean, what a season for the Patriots. It's ridiculous. The older Tom Brady gets, like Crowder said, more weapons. He looks indestructible. It's crazy. It's so unbelievably frustrating.
Yeah, you know, he looks great now, but 42 years old. Let's see how he looks in December and January. He has definitely kind of slowed down at the end of the season the last couple of years. So that's really the key, not how he looks in September, but how he's doing in December and January.
I mean, how pompous is that to say, let's see how he looks in January? We could never say that. Like, let's wait and see how he looks in February. Like,
he's going to be there.
Because
we all know it.
And we will see him for sure. Ben Volen, you can read his work at the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. Somebody texts in on the text line, this guy is too nice to be from Boston. I think he's from down here. Are you from here originally?
No, I'm from the fine state of Maryland originally.
Ah, but you worked down here for a long time.
But so. I live down there.
There you go. Ben Volen. Thank you.
Became an adult.
They became an adult in South Florida, as many people do. Ben Volen, thank you for making time for us, Ben. So your prediction, you're saying the Dolphins are going to cover the 19 points.
Yeah, I'm going like 24 to 6 maybe, 24 to 9.
All right, so not by a lot, but he's got them covering. There you go.
Yeah.
There it is, Ben Volen, Boston Globe. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
What an unbelievable situation to be in with the Patriots, though.
I'm with Ben.
I know that you logically, as a former NFL player, and, you know, I've watched the NFL for 49 years or however long I've been watching, logically you go, yeah, that's a lot of points. Like, there's still NFL players out there.
Yeah.
You realize that they could be down 28 points in the first quarter and never get back into that game.
Yes, I do.
But I mean, don't think it's what happened last Sunday.
I just think they were so aggressive with Lamar Jackson, they're going to pull back. They can't be that aggressive with Brady. Let your guys rush, and you have to cover these receivers. You saw what he did to the Steelers.
Well, but they know that Tom Brady can beat them with his arm. Like, they didn't think Lamar Jackson would be able to.
They scored 6 touchdowns in the first half. Just down their throat. Boom, boom, boom. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. I think some of those are going to become field goals. I think they're not as aggressive. Marquise Brown, he had 147 yards on 12 plays he played, three receptions. If they limit those long plays, some of those touchdowns become field goals. So like Ben said, instead of being 28, now you take two of those touchdowns off. It's still 20, Hawk, but now you're 20-0. And now, okay, you score a touchdown, 20-6. I think it's going to be somewhere around there. I'll bet. I'm waiting for it to hit 20. When it hits 20, we're putting money on it.
I don't think I could. American Airlines Arena is going to be no longer. I nominate the Banger Center as the new home for the Miami Heat. Text in your suggestions, 67974.
How much money do we have to come up with?
Loaded Potato Arena.
I like that one.
All right, quick break. We'll come back on Hockman and Crowder.
And I'm Papa's Fritas Jones, where Tobin, Leroy, and Beast get you to work weekday mornings starting at 6 a.m. on AM 790 and FM 104.3, HGT The Ticket, or Radio.com Sports Station. Download the Radio.com app right now to listen to your favorite shows.
Papa's Fritas Jones. Gia did a great job today embracing potato traffic reports. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha, happy hour. We're doing it, Papa. We're doing it. I'll give you the Dolphins injury update. Let's see what we got going on here. It's Wednesday, believe it or not. Like, we're approaching weekend games here.
Yes.
This injury update brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. On the Dolphins injury report, Albert Wilson's on it. Rashad Jones, Trent Harris. Let's see, Bobby McCain, Jonathan Ledbetter. So Wilson, Jones, and Harris did not practice. Bobby McCain, Jonathan Ledbetter were limited. Walt Akins and Charles Harris were full participants despite being listed with injuries. So there you go. The injury update brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
The guys rushed back from injury.
Are you joking?
I'm just, as an athlete, I can't think about it, but now you're just talking. I'm like, I just get beat by 50. Does my ankle feel okay?
You got beat by 50 and you're playing New England. Like, yeah, do you rush back?
I would be, but when you're in it, it's way different. Like, even her Ben and who else? Who else he had on the day? Oh, Adam Kilgore. He was like, hey, Crowder, you understand what it is. It's funny when people reference me as a player now, I have to go back to player mind because I don't think that way anymore. But when you're in the depths of it, Hawk, no exaggeration, I know you're going to fall out laughing. There's players right now in the Dolphins that think they can go to the playoffs.
Oh, stop it.
Hawk, there are
– I mean, you'd have to be delusional. Hawk,
we had one bad game. We weren't prepared for that game, but we're going to prepare harder. We're going to fix our mistakes. We're going to correct things. We're going to get back on top. That's what you get told every day of your life.
Right, but, I mean, at some point, when you go to the pros and this becomes a business, I understand you're still a professional athlete, but it's a business – then you have to have some sense of, like, if you said to me the Miami Hurricanes believe that they'll win the Coastal and then could beat Clemson in the ACC championship game, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
College kids and, you know, the world's your oyster. When you become a professional and it's business.
I'm not talking about Rashad and Fitzpatrick.
Right.
I'm talking about Minka and these Christian Wilkins. You think Christian Wilkins looks at the team and say, we're garbage, we're the worst team in the league?
I mean, he's a pretty smart dude.
We just need to practice more. And then, to a deeper point, who are they listening to? If this is your job, who's their boss? Flores.
But, I mean, do you think he really thinks that they've got a chance to turn things around?
No, but he's telling them that. And so you have to listen to your coach, and they're going to tell you. I know, Hawk, I was on a 1-15 team. I've been drug up and down the field. I've sat there and like watched Randy Moss catch three touchdowns, and there was no way. We could do nothing with Randy Moss that year. We double-teamed him. We triple-teamed him. All we could have done was hit him in his knee at the line, and that he still would have caught 18 balls that game. But after that game, you get back in there, and they tell you, look, if you play this different leverage here, if we play this differently, these five plays are taken out of the game, what would the score be, Crowder? So that's the difference. Yeah, coach, 21-20. We would have won 21-20 if you take those five plays, right? Let's adjust those five plays. Let's fix those five plays and see what happens. That's what they're going to get told, and that's how you get brainwashed. I just told you, I was brainwashed until I retired, and now I'm a different person. But when you're in that locker room, you're brainwashed.
All right, I'm with the – let's bet the Dolphins. I'm in. You sold me, coach.
Not money line, though.
You sold me, coach.
19.
I'm ready.
Let's go. I'm down. I'm betting Dolphins.
Nah.
Dolphins plus 19, I'm betting.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
17 units.
I'm not letting you do it.
Half a unit.
I'm not letting you do it. Summer is winding down. So are the prices at Deal Volvo. They're making room for the incoming 2020 models. Take advantage and get great deals on all remaining 2019 models. Check out the redesigned 2019 Volvo S60 with its panoramic moonroof and 9-inch Sensus touchscreen. Or for something roomier, check out the 2019 XC60, Edmunds' best family small luxury SUV. Or the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road, just off U.S. One. They're right near the U. All are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. They've been serving South Florida for over 30 years. About 30, man. Same owners, same location, same low prices, great selection, and well over 25,000 Volvos sold. They've got a great service department. Most of all, the best prices. Keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They'll take great care of you. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. Gia gets a gold star today for her efforts as our expert traffic reporter. She selflessly changed her name from Potato Jones to Mashed Potato Jones to
Hasselback
Potato Jones. Never even heard of a Hasselback potato. I've never heard of that.
I thought you were talking about the brothers that are quarterbacks.
That's what I thought she was trying to infuse a little sports in it.
Yeah.
Hasselback potatoes.
Make something tonight.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Hasselback potatoes.
I found them online.
Are you kidding me? Hasselback potatoes and Papas Fritas Jones. I mean, she brought it, man. She brought it. Solana was here too. And Dan Day, you did a great job down the affiliate relations line.
Dan and Gia.
Tell you what, making
the show
and
turn.
And don't forget, Solana was here too.
He was there. He was around.
Ben Volen was excellent today. Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post. Will Manso from Local 10. Potato Jones himself. All right. That's going to do it for us, I guess, huh?
That's it?
Anybody have anything else?
Want the Marlins update?
No.
FIBA?
Anybody have anything?
We good.
Dan, you got anything? Nothing. He has no mic, no working microphone, so it doesn't matter. Solana, last chance. All right, that'll do it for us. Man, you are the easiest fish.
Man, got me again.
That's what
it is. Dadgummit.
Oh, but look at that. Another worm. Got me again. All right, everybody have a safe night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Saison completa?
Give the ball to... What are you doing?
He doesn't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.